And, you know, maybe it was made in such a manner that maybe I'm wrong. It's just maybe that's the measurement of the manufacturer. But if this is a coil, you have inductance. What's the quickest and easiest way that I can determine whether these are truly non-inductive resistors? That's part one. Part two, if I choose to keep them, one at the end, the ceramic end is racked, what's an easy way to replace it? That's the two questions.
Okay. You have an inductance measurement device of any kind?
If I did, I wouldn't have posed the question. I would have just done it.
Oh, man. Go ahead, Jim. K2BAR, K2ZO. What you have there, Noel, are non-inductive resistors. However, as you say, you think they have inductance. Well, the answer is it depends on the frequency. The way those resistors are manufactured, they wind the coil of resistive wire in one direction, and then they wind it back in the opposite direction, so that it cancels out the inductance. However, it doesn't do it at high frequency. Those devices, if you look up their specs, are really only non-inductive at very low frequencies, you know, like lower than a megahertz. So if you go ahead and try to test them at some other frequency, you're going to see that they are quite inductive. If you need a non-inductive resistor for HF, do not use that type of resistor.
Well, I got cheated. Well, at least I got eBay to fall back on. This is N2OEO.
Stand by one.
K2AMI to N2OEO. N2OEO, I could measure the inductive of that value. But I don't know what frequency I'd be measuring it at.
You know, 10, 15, 20, 40, 80, 160.
What I'm saying is I have a measuring device, but I don't know what frequency it operates at.
Oh, I see. I was thinking of the NSJ antenna analyzer. That would give me the R component, or J component, I should say.
Possibly.
Most of the cheap industrial bridges for inductance operate about 1600 KC.
Alrighty. I'm sorry about that. It was the phone call about transportation for school tomorrow. Let's see. Any more questions, comments, confusions for the net? How about any announcements?
Yeah, I have one.
Go right ahead.
We have a an amplifier for sale. It's being sold by Barra, and it's an SB220. And I'm not sure what we're going to sell it for, but we have one, and I'm working on it right now. One of the tubes is not working, so as soon as we get that squared away, we'll have it for sale.
Oh, that's marvelous. So maybe next week, week after, we'll find out how much it's going to cost and things like that.
Yeah, it may cost a little bit more if I have to buy a new tube for it, but it's in excellent shape, except that right now one tube is not lit, and I'm not sure why.
Is your voltage on the filament?
Haven't gotten that far.
Okay. Figure I'd try the obvious question, what the hell. Alrighty. Well, that's good. That's good. Just a reminder, there's coffee tomorrow for those who are available for same. Looks like I'll be going for that. my way to Middletown because I'm taking my son to school tomorrow. That's what the call is about. So we'll be doing... We have kit night next Tuesday, and we have the Wild Net on Monday at 8 o'clock on 7-9, and the Tenure Net on 28-275 at 9 o'clock on Monday. On Wednesday, we have the 2-meter chat net at 9 o'clock on 7-9. And then 8:30 at 444.1 on Thursday, we have the FM net just before this net. And then we're back to the tech net on Thursday at 9 o'clock again next week. So all is good. So with that in mind, and the Baronet, the Baron meeting, which will be the election meeting, is the 7th. It's Sunday the 7th. We have a new location. Just to remind everybody, we're no longer at the Red Cross. We're at the Washington Township Municipal Building here, complex, whatever it is. Where there are police, courts, borough, or township officials. All those good nights spoke. Beautiful building. So, anybody have any comments or questions, please call K2AMI.
K2AMI with a bit of information.
A bit of information is yours.
Okay, there is a crop walk this Sunday up at Park Ridge. Barra has participated in it for many years, and there seems to be a lack of opportunity for guys to show up. If you can get there, the information is on the Barra website. It's this Sunday. It's 12:30. It's a crop walk, which is a matter of food collection, I think, for a number of churches up in that area. The frequency being used is 146.835, and the time is 12:30 on Sunday afternoon. Check the Barra website for information, and hopefully we'll get enough guys to operate the crop walk. Back in it.
Yeah, Tony, I should be able to get there. Might even be able to bring a son with me, or more. A reminder of the PL for 835. Is that listed on the Barra website?
It's 151.4. 151.4.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure. I didn't want to cause confusion. So yes, thank you. 151.4. So it's just something to keep in mind. The old state line repeater, supporting a different call these days. Normally linked to a bunch of 440 repeaters, but operated by Ken Roser and Tony, I think it was DU, kind of their little magical network kingdom. Very, very nice. It's a nice repeater system. The linking on it is very, very slickly done. Anyway, that's very, very good. Anybody else? Yeah, as I recall, by the way, they've arranged to have the 2-meter repeater decoupled from all the 440 repeaters, so we won't have all the chatter going from south and west of Bedminster all the way up through Essex County and Clifton, Channel 50, and other places. All right, very good. Anybody else have anything for the net? Please call KTBAR. Okey-doke. Well, my happy E3 is on its way to being an E4 pretty darn soon, and it's a number of months before that happens, but once he finishes his day school, and I think his power school, he gets to be an E4, so it's pretty cool, and it was a pleasure. Oh, I do have to point out something. It was a lot of fun. You guys know how my van can be with loaded well equipment, and I pulled up to Great Lakes Naval Station, and they have a proceed direct to the parking lot, and then they also have a turn right here and go through this little recirculation loop to have your vehicle checked out. Well, I pull in, I got all the passes, I'm handing passports to my other folks, my ID over, everything's fine, we're good to go on the access list. And the guy that looks at me goes, sir, would you please just drive your car to the right? Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Taylor, very much. I should have the chief, so thank you, chief, blah, blah, blah. So they're taking pictures. They're asking me what I do for a living. They're doing this. They're doing that. And he's like, sir, I just got back from Afghanistan. We saw a vehicle like this. We just would just dig hard until we found the IED, because if a vehicle came in looking like this, there would be an IED in it 100% of the time. It's just the way it was. And he said, really? I said, are they that stupid? And he said, yeah. He said, they, you know, we found wires and cables and electronics, even if it looked like it was really to work. Invariably, we'd find the IED buried among the mess. That's the way it was. My van was neat. That was another good thing. But they had lots of fun with it. Once I showed them, once they went pawed through everything and checked everything out, they put it all back. They took it apart. They put it back. So it's something our state troopers should consider. And I drove on, but with a hearty handshake and a lot better at that than the than an IED.
WTPT. Public service announcement.
Yes, absolutely, Tony. I just wanted to mention it because, you know, we, as hams, we have public safety stops of one form or another by law enforcement officials. And in my case, a cadre of master alarms, that I think maybe had way too much fun to fly there. Go ahead, Tony.
I'm sure many people are aware of this, but if you're not getting Channel 5 or Channel 9 because you have Cablevision, if you were lucky enough to get one of those $20 coupon boxes from Radio Shack or Home Depot or any of the other vendors, and you hook it up to a rabbit ear antenna and input that to your regular TV set or to your digital TV set, you can look at Channel 5 over the air, which is still being broadcast. There are all over-the-air transmissions on 5 and 9, but they're not going through Cablevision. Just anybody, I'm doing that here in my house, and I wonder if anybody else wanted to try it.
Tony, what is it that you watch on Channel 5 or Channel 9? That'd be my question.
Football games, sometimes the news.
Okay. They carry football games?
Even World Series games, playoff games.
Ah, okay. Very good. Actually, I'm scrolling down there now to see see where we are with that. I honestly don't know. You raise an interesting question. I didn't even bother looking. I mean, the last time I watched broadcast television, either through a cable, through a satellite, or even off air, is just amazing. Now, let's see. Now, for whatever reason, I have a Major League Baseball playoffs just fine, thank you very much. On my Fios feed, I guess their issue is with the cable companies and not probably or specifically with Cablevision. Have the other networks, other cable networks, or Comcast and such, dropped them as well?
I'm not too sure, but I watched a playoff game on Channel 39 on Cablevision the other night. Yankees against the Texas Rangers. On Channel 39, which was I don't know the name of the network, but another network broadcast rather than Channel 5. We should have been on 5.
I'm in. Yeah, I wonder who Channel 39 is on your network. Go ahead, David.
Kind of interesting that Channel 5, 9, what the others are, looking for hundreds of millions of dollars when the service is available free over the air, huh? It's a little weird to me.
Because it's gotten to the point where a good portion of the community can't pull it directly off the air. They've gone antennaless.
So I understand that, but they're offering it for free. over the air at no cost to anybody who wants to get it. If they want to charge Cablevision $150 million or whatever the heck the number is. Anyway, like you, I'm on Fios and it's not affecting me.
Just out of curiosity, you know, some of the other media providers, when they have both over-the-air services as well as, should we say, cable-only services, let's say like NBC, for instance, or ABC, you know, ABC will dock you, ESPN, if you don't take Channel 7 and vice versa. They kind of bundle it all up. I forget what else they say. I think they have A&E and a few other things. So, and God knows NBC Universal has a number of channels that are both off-air and or over-the-air and cable-only, such as CNBC, MSNBC, it's Big 2, and a bunch of other stuff which I can't pay attention to. So, in Fox's case, are they separately bundling their broadcast products versus their cable-only products, or what we'll call their other products, such as Fox News Channel, Fox Business Channel, Fox Soccer, things like that? Is that in a different, you know, arrangement with the local cable or telephone or satellite operator?
I don't know.
Yeah, what I'm wondering is if they decided to pull this on 5 and 9 during baseball playoffs and not take off Fox News Channel and not take off, you know, Fox Business and a few other things, as a way to, shall we say, help motivate the marketplace, as they say.
W2MW?
W2MW. Hello, W2TTTK2BAR.
Pardon? How you doing? And to the others? Hey, here's Kurt, for those who don't know. Kilo Uniform Romeo Tango. And, Gordon, just to let you know that I happen to have Cablevision, and I think the other gentleman had indicated that 5 and 9 are off the air, and all of the other Fox-associated channels at the higher tier are available. So it's just the, as the other individual said, that whatever you can find over the air, 5 and 9, are the ones that Fox has pulled from transmission from cable vision. So really kind of an odd situation there, but that's the way it is. W2W.
Okay, so they're not playing the bundling game. Because back before there were must-carry rules or should-carry rules or whatever, there was a tendency to bundle your, what I'll call your cable offerings with your broadcast offerings in order to get people to carry your broadcast offerings. So, interesting to see how that's evolved over years now that they've decoupled the two. But anyway, from my viewpoint, and God bless you, Tony, I mean, I'm glad you're happy watching Channel 5 and 9. I virtually never watch them. I mean, maybe I'll watch them if I can't find a decent election coverage about New Jersey on election night, but even then it's probable that I won't even watch there. It's that bad. I mean, it's like, you know, I could probably live with a dozen cable channels, and my cable channel selections are probably pretty arcane compared to the average person.
The Fox News Channel has some very interesting opinions about Mr. Obama.
Well, they do. They do, in their opinion side. On their news side, they're pretty straight up, but they're... Yeah, their commentary side is pretty squared away. Now, I don't know what Juan Williams said at NPR, but he's an NBC, pardon me, he's a Fox News contributor as well, And I think they found a way to get him to be cashiered, which they've been looking to do for a while because they view him as like, you know, an evil person, turncoat type, playing with Fox. I guess Bob Beckel's next. But anyway, they're not the only news I watch. I actually listen to NPR radio, and I listen to the BBC, and to Radio Nederland. That's pretty much where I get my international news from, except I also listen a lot to John Batchelor at night, 9 to 1. I find that to be very intriguing, and you learn a lot. Anyway, do we have any more for the net tonight?
Nothing for me.
Okay, the Devils got a shutout tonight over Montreal. They've had a rocky start to their season, but they started to look like they were playing hockey. Probably played their best game of the season. In fact, it was their best game of the season. So, good to shut out Montreal 3-0. A spirited game. Alrighty, everybody. Maybe we'll see some of you at the Tricky Tray. I think doors open at 6 o'clock in St. John's on Saturday. Supports our scouts and our mentors, so if you're interested, let me know, and if we can get you squared away, it'll be a fun evening. Lots and lots of gift baskets, hundreds upon hundreds of gift baskets. It'll be just wonderful. And a good time will be had by all. So, that's it for me. I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, which, by the way, is having lunch on Tuesday. If you want, you can email K1JMI or me, and I can set you up. But there is lunch on Tuesday if you want to meet with some of the guys. K2TN, K1JMI, there's plenty of others, Bob, WB3IU, for that matter, and others. So feel free. It should be fun, and we'll see you at the crop walk on Sunday at 12:30. Is up there somewhere, wherever the crop walk is, in Park Ridge or that area of the world. This is K2BAR W2TTT signing clear and returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use. Thanks, guys. Great night tonight.